Hi everyone, I'm Claudia Mitura, work psychologist and certified chief happiness officer. And we are making great progress in our 26-day alphabet of happiness boost, 19 letters down already. So thank you so much for everyone who has been tagging, sharing and joining with the campaign. If you are just tuning in, big welcome. Each day, I'm sharing a quick science-backed happiness tip, one for every letter from A to Z, inspired by my new book, as we count down to the big book launch party at the Science Museum in London on October 31st. You can also sign up to my online webinar on the 8th of December, How to Live a Happier Life, to celebrate with me online. And if you would like to find out more information about any of those events, check out my website, thehappinesschallenge.co.uk. If you would like to win a signed copy of The Alphabet of Happiness, tag me in your posts on LinkedIn or Instagram. And if you're already reading the book and you're very much enjoying it, please leave a review on Goodreads or any of the key retailers where you got the book from so people can get curious about that. And again, massive thank you to all of my USA readers who are loving the Kindle version, which is absolutely trading in all of the top different charts on Amazon. Thank you so much for all your support. And today's letter is T for time, how to spend time wisely for a more balanced life. I kid you not, like I would love to have more time in life. Like I feel I never have enough time. And through my journey of perceiving time, like it's never enough of it, I actually found this concept of how we perceive time absolutely fascinating, because it turned out that we have different perceptions of time. We tend to focus on the past, we tend to live in the moment, or we tend to fast forward to the future. And I'm definitely a much more future-oriented person. And which perspective we tend to adopt often affects our happiness. And actually understanding that each time perspective have different strengths, but also different blind spots, is very important. So we can start balancing the perspectives, because that can give us the best chance of being happy. So for example, learning from past mistakes and cherishing moments is absolutely beneficial to us, but also we shouldn't be living in the past. It's important to take time to seek out positive experiences to grow, develop, and experience more happiness now and in the future, rather than believing that everything what good in our life already has happened. Similarly, it's great to enjoy the present routines and ordinary pleasures, but also we need to connect with our future self, because only by thinking about the future, we can overcome procrastination and we can take action in the moment to implement worth-life challenges in our life. And finally, and I often struggle with this, planning for the future by setting goals is absolutely really important and gives us purpose, but also we do need to be challenging our internal chatter to stop rumination about that perfect tomorrow. Otherwise, we can never be happy in the present moment with what we have achieved so far. So in The Alphabet of Happiness, I explore lots of different strategies for balancing all three perspectives so that we have the best chance of being happy. But today's action is to challenge yourself of how do you spend time? And if you love to-do lists, brilliant, divide your to-do list into three categories. Things you feel you should do, things you want to do because they are essential to you, and three, things other people are saying you should do. And experiment with actually completing and concentrating on category two. What are the things that you would love to do that are essential to you? How do you feel by looking at those activities more? Is that bringing you more happiness? Is that maybe will help you to be more true to your values? Have an experiment with your to-do list and actually have that thinking of, okay, is everything on the to-do list what I truly want to do? Am I maybe a bit being a people pleaser? Am I maybe putting things that I believe I should do because there is those society pressures? So thank you so much for listening. Hope you like today's hack. I see you tomorrow for another letter and another happiness boost. And again, thank you so much for all your support in relation to my book, The Alphabet of Happiness. Bye.